Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
E-commerce is going nowhere. It's only going to grow. It's only going to continue to grow and be a larger part of our lives. But I do think the marketing changes, right? So like when we first started, Google Ads were free at one point. It was very easy to acquire traffic, right? And then you could kind of do some fishy stuff with SEO. Nowadays, you need to be a little bit more of a sophisticated marketer to acquire customers to your business.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we're answering a question from one of our students, Rob, who asked, do you think this business model will be around in 5 years?
Yes. Yes, I do. Right out of the gate. I think it's a question that people ask a lot, and it's no doubt fueled by the plethora of internet idiots who constantly proclaim that dropshipping's dead. Every year I've done this, which is 10 years now, there has been somebody going, you don't want to do dropshipping anymore. You want to do, it doesn't work anymore, blah, blah, blah. And that's, of course, nonsense. Yes, there have been a couple of methods of approaching dropshipping that have gained popularity over recent years that kind of have come and gone. You know, we talk about AliExpress dropshipping. That was never alive, if you ask me. But,
Amazon dropshipping was big for a while, too.
Yeah, that's eBay dropshipping, vomit. But look, I mean, at this point, high-ticket dropshipping has been around for at least 20 years. At least 20 years. And I know the world is changing rapidly in a lot of ways. AI is no doubt continuing to change a lot of things. I think we're still at the point of recording this, only kind of probably seeing the edge of that, what that looks like. And no doubt that's going to continue to evolve over the coming years. I don't think it's going to evolve into actual practice as quickly as some people like to proclaim it is, because they tend to take the human acceptance element out of it and overhype what that is. I think that's going to be a lot lower than what people think it is, and a lot slower, because the reality is we are a lot slower than people like to believe we are. But in any case, there is nothing to suggest that this particular business model is going to, and I don't want to call it a business model, sorry, because dropshipping is e-commerce, right? You need to bring people back to that. Once again, people out there like to talk about Shopify dropshipping as a business as a business model. It's not. You're running an e-commerce business that uses dropshipping as a method of fulfillment. And at some point, you should probably not do just dropshipping. You should do traditional e-commerce alongside it as well when your business gets big enough to do that. You should have some private labeling and all of that sort of thing as well, right? So I want people to think about, my business is an e-commerce business. Like, get that into your head. Now, is e-commerce going anywhere? No. It's likely to become bigger and stronger over the coming years. The e-commerce industry has grown consistently, albeit with an increase and decrease in the growth rate around COVID, of course. Pre, during, and after COVID, the growth rate changed quite a bit, but it's still on track, growing rapidly year on year. And you're participating in that when you run a high-ticket dropshipping business. So I would like to see anybody convincingly make the case that e-commerce is not going to be around in 5 years' time. I mean, that notion is just frankly ridiculous. And so there is no reason to suggest that dropshipping as a method of fulfillment within the e-commerce industry is going to go away. Now, do I think that strategies and tactics might change within that time? Sure. I mean, they've changed in some of them have changed in the time I've been doing it, like the last 10 years. But are people still going to be doing what we're doing today in 5 years' time? I think resoundingly yes for me. What's your take? Right now, we're at our Dropship Breakthrough Live event in Salt Lake City, and we'd like to see you at our next live events next year. To do that, to get there, you need to start building and launching your own high ticket dropshipping business. And in celebration of our current live event, we've got a special promotion running now on Dropship Breakthrough Membership, where you can come and learn how to build, launch, and grow a high ticket dropshipping business with the support of myself and Ben and our huge community of successful high ticket dropshippers. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/SLC to find one of our best deals of the year, where you can get in, you can start building your own high ticket dropshipping business today, and hopefully we'll see you next year at our next live event.
Yeah. Do I think dropshipping will be around in 5 years? Absolutely. I think it'll be around. Like you said, it is just e-commerce. Dropshipping is the method of fulfillment, and e-commerce is going nowhere. It's only going to grow. It's only going to continue to grow and be a larger part of our lives. But I do think the marketing changes, right? So like, you know, when we first started, Google Ads were free at one point. It was very easy to acquire traffic, right? And then you could kind of do some fishy stuff with SEO. Nowadays, you need to be a little bit more of a sophisticated marketer to acquire customers to your business. And I think in the future, you're going to have to continue to be even more sophisticated. People are going to search for things in different ways in the future. At some point, I don't know when that'll be. Some people think it's in a couple of years. I think it's probably longer than that. We're all going to be wearing glasses or goggles or contacts. And heck, we might even have Neuralink connected to our head and be thinking about what we want to buy and being seeing ads in our contacts or something like that. It's going to be a wild world, I think. Before that, there's going to be a lot more voice search. You're going to be asking things. When ChatGPT is integrated into your iPhone, you're likely going to be served products through an interface that we're not currently using. And so you're going to have to learn a new interface as a marketer in order to acquire customers, whether that's through Gemini or whether that's through your iPhone via ChatGPT or whether it's through something we can't even imagine yet. The marketing's going to change. No question the marketing's going to change. It always has changed. But I don't think e-commerce ever goes away. I don't think having things show up at your doorsteps ever going away. And I don't think serving customers in a way that we serve customers, which is like serving them with high ticket products in very specialized areas, is ever going to go away, because those products are always going to be wanted. They're only going to get innovated and have more of them over time. And I just don't see people going to Amazon or, you know, big box retailers for specialty type items, which tends to be what we're selling.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't think that, like I said, I mean, that those sort of changes would take a lot of time. Like in terms of like who you're competing against and that sort of thing. I mean, it's not in Amazon's interest to change their business model. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and say, oh, well, what we're going to do is try and start and go and serve all these niche type approaches. Like they're never going to do that. Right. And so, yeah, I think, I agree. Marketing, and the approach to marketing is probably going to become more sophisticated. It is absolutely going to evolve over the coming years. And to me, that's so exciting, because if you're somebody who's proactive and you're on the ball and you're keeping up with it. And once again, I don't want to suggest that people need to go out and be looking for like radically different approaches to marketing right now. Like it doesn't happen that quick. And there's a lot of fluff that gets thrown into the new approaches category. But that's exciting, man, because if you're somebody who's proactive in your business, you're hungry to grow, like there's going to be massive opportunities for you in your niche, because a lot of your competitors are not going to keep up with that. And it's going to take some of your competition out as well. Like frankly, just out, you're going to have competitors now that don't even do SEO. When you go and do that, you're going to take them out of that space, and they're going to be out. And, you know, when, no doubt SEO will change, how search engines work will change over the coming years, and how people are served, as you say, search results, you know, in different interfaces and whatnot is going to change. And as long as you're open to that and open to change, then there's massive opportunities here, like massive opportunities. It's exciting. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
I love that you stated that you should look to move away from dropshipping at some point. Again, it's just the method of fulfillment you're choosing. And I think you nailed it. The retail playbook has been laid out for you. And so, like, let's use one of the biggest retailers in the world, if not the biggest, Walmart. Like, what did Walmart start? They started as a five and dime. They were retailing other products, just like we do. Now, they had them in their store rather than us drop shipping them to the product. But there's no difference between what they were doing, what we're doing, besides an online store and a brick and mortar store. Where did they go from there? They started expanding and driving more customers. We can do that through content, through running better ads, through creating social media content, through creating a community, things like that. And eventually you start building a brand. Now people know you for this industry. Likely at that point, you're ranking for keywords. People know to come to you to look for those products. You have all of the information from the community on what there is missing. And now you can create that. And now I think I skipped a step even. You should dropship those products. Then you should warehouse those products to get a better margin on those products so that you can sell even more, so you can serve your customer even better. Then you know what they want. You can create your own brand. Build a brand inside the store. Look at Walmart again. They have their own Equate brand. They have multiple brands inside their store. So does Target. So does Wayfair. So does everyone else. Or you could just go acquire these brands and bolt them into your business. The playbook seems very, very clear on where we should go here in e-commerce. And so I just love the way that you said that. And I hope people don't get turned off because dropshipping is a scam or dropshipping is dead. You know what? You know how many times people ask my wife at like the kids' softball games, hey, what does your husband do? And she's like, oh, he teaches dropshipping. And they go, isn't that a scam? Like, that's the first response. And like, this is never going away. Like, it is simply, you're running an e-commerce store, a retail business. That's probably what we should change our name to, is like Retail Breakthrough instead of Dropship Breakthrough. Because I think it would take the stigma away. That's all we're doing. We are retailers for businesses. There's retailers everywhere. Do you go into, so one of the common, like, I'm sorry, I'm ranting here. One of the common pieces of feedback we get is like, why the hell would a manufacturer want you to sell their products when they could sell it themselves? Go down to the bike store that everyone has in one of their towns, right? Like a bike store, and walk in there and go, hey, why the hell does fucking Schwinn want you to sell their stuff when they could just sell it themselves? You would never ask that, because you're like, in your head, you're going, of course there's a place right here for me to go in there and see this stuff. What is the difference between you owning real estate in the real world or real estate online and doing the exact same thing and serving the exact same customers? Like, I kind of, no offense, Rob asked this. I love Rob. He might be my favorite person. He was a student of the year last year. No offense to Rob. I'm not shitting on you about asking this type of question, but it just boggles my mind that why wouldn't this be around in 5 years? Why wouldn't there be more e-commerce? Why wouldn't there be more people shopping online? I don't know. I don't see this ever going away. I think the playbook is very, very clear. If you're listening to this podcast and you've never started, this is your kick in the ass. Like, it is so obvious what you should do and the actions that you should take. And we've laid out the playbook for you in this podcast and in our course. Get started. What are you waiting for? Like, and the people who are listening to us who are already building, keep going. Like, again, the playbook is pretty clear. Let's get you from dropshipping to warehousing to starting your own brand to hopefully exiting for a very, very large figure. And who knows what you do after that? I don't know. I get excited about this stuff, John. I don't think it's ever going away.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think I kind of get where the question comes from. I mean, you know, particularly from somebody who's doing it and has had some success doing it, in Rob's case. I mean, you do worry when you find something that's working, of course, that it's going to go away. People's questions should be, well, should I commit my time to something that, you know, and I'm concerned that it might go away. Like, you know, I'm going to waste my time, or it's going to get good and then it's just going to disappear overnight and I'm going to be left high and dry and all of that sort of thing. And I think even if that did happen, right, even if let's say that happened, let's say you built a high ticket dropshipping business for the next 5 years. You did a reasonably good job of that, in which case, if you did it consistently for 5 years, you'd be making some decent money, even if you did a passingly good job for it, of it. You don't even need to be the best ever sort of thing. You're going to have like a business in a niche serving an interest that people have, if you've set it up right, or set of interests that people have. You're going to have a big list of customers by that time. People who have bought from you, who are in that niche, who you know are passionate about it. Your brand is going to be known within your niche. And let's say that dropshipping stopped working. Let's just say for whatever fucking magical reason, the you know, end of business unicorn comes down and says, no more dropshipping. You've still got that business. You just can't dropship stuff. But you've still got a business in a niche that people know that can serve people. All you have to do is wheel another product or another method of serving those people in there, and you would still have a business. You still have something of value there. And yeah, you might have to make some changes. You might have to spend a little bit of money. If you've been doing your business for 5 years, you're going to have a little bit of money to spend, right? You know, you're not going to be like scraping $2 together at that point, unless you've been doing it wildly wrong for the whole time, in which case you're just an idiot. And it's you still have something of value. There is still going to be something that people in that market will pay you for to have you help them to continue to do the thing they want to do. And you're going to have so much experience by that time, so much skill built up in running a business, in selling, in marketing, that you're going to see things so far different to the way you do today. When you have that fear that, oh, if the drop shipping gets taken away, I'm fucked kind of thing. Like, you won't be, because you'll just look at it all differently. You'll be instantly like, because by that time you see the matrix, you're going to be like, yeah, I could sell this, I could do that. Services, information, blah, 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 all this sort of stuff. And you'll be able to still turn that big email list and that place in your niche and the content you've built up and all of that sort of stuff into money. With whatever it is that replaces drop shipping, or whatever it is that comes to the fore, that is, people are going to spend money forever. Let's be real. Like, people love to spend money. And so there's going to be something that you can sell to people in your niche in some way, somehow, that's going to be profitable. I guarantee it.
I think one of the things that I personally have thought a lot through is like, what role does AI play into this? And I think Rob's kind of asking that question too here when we asked it in Slack.
Sure.
I do think in 5 years that an agent will be able to build you your Shopify store and do a ton of the work for you. I genuinely believe that to be true.
Yep.
I don't think that means the business model is dead. I think that means you have to win in different areas, right? So I think relationships are the key to all of this stuff. So when you're a retailer, your relationships with those brands are going to be paramount to pretty much anything else you're doing. Your relationships with your customer are also going to be on that same level. And that doesn't matter if an AI built your website or an AI put out the content. AI is going to be able to do a lot of stuff for you, but it's not going to be able to have relationships for you. I think that's what's going to be key. And I'm glad you kind of pointed out some of the other ways. Like, even if they stop buying stuff, which I just don't think they're done buying stuff, you now have a community of people who are interested in all in a very niche market, if you will. And you are going to be able to sell them other things or assist them, really. Help them with other things. Help them with their problems. But I don't think AI comes into this and like builds a website and immediately runs Google Ads and takes all your... I just don't see that happening. I do think they can do part of that equation, but those are like, that's only going to make you better at the things that you need to be good at in a business in the first place, which is the relationship management, which is the, you know, serving your customers. Do you think in 5 years that it's building that stuff for you, John? Like, literally just like, build me a store doing this. I mean, they can't go build those relationships with the retailers. Maybe you can do that. And then you can say, okay, upload all of these products. Like, I think in 5 years, we're going to be to that point where you can put the CSV into ChatGPT and say, you know, put this on Shopify.
I think
the product's this.
Yeah. Definitely there's elements of what we do in terms of building the business and growing it that are largely going to, you know, the human input is largely going to be replaced for sure. Yeah. Like you say, like building a website to a particular set of specifications, uploading products to particular specifications. Yeah. Like, I would imagine that will probably happen. Possibly customer service gets taken out of the picture as well. I mean, there's plenty of, there's AI out there that can already do that now, to be honest. It's not really being utilized that heavily, but it exists. And so, you know, but I think there are also a range of things where humans aren't going to get taken out of the equation quite as quickly as some people might like to think. For all that's great about humans, like we're a very stubborn and a very often inward looking species. Like, I mean, people, like, the notion that people's every job on the planet is going to be replaced in the next 2 years by an AI thing, like, some people fear or think like that. It's not actually going to happen, right? Like, it's not. Because the consequences of doing that are a little bit too wild for even our somewhat advanced brains to comprehend. Like, I mean, people aren't just, it's just not going to happen. I don't see it happening. Like, yeah, okay. Like, we can't even make small changes quickly. So, you know, I don't want to overplay that too much either. Like, I think, yeah, relationships with your suppliers, relationships with your customers. There is always going to be a portion of customers. Like, think about how split people are at the moment, like particularly somewhere like the US, right? When it comes to things like gender, race, politics, there is always going to be a group of people that are like, I don't want to fucking talk to a machine. I want to talk to a real person. If you can't guarantee there's a real human on the other end of the line, I'm not going to deal with your business. You think those people are not going to exist? They absolutely are, like 100%. And there's going to be a lot of them for a period of time that is going to exceed 5 years, right? There 100% will be. And so I just don't think the uptake of... I think some people are getting rose-tinted glasses about the whole AI thing and like how it's just going to magically solve all problems and overtake everything. Like, yeah, it's going to knock some things out. Absolutely. But yeah, is it going to be running everyone's business? Is AI going to be running all businesses and there's not going to be any business owners in 5 years? No, it's fucking nonsense.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.